magic is my code to me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Magic is my code for me. People think that magic is something strange and unusual and something that is not resident for all people and for all circumstances and for life. And, believe it or not, it is. Magic is for everything. No matter what we think, no matter what we say, no matter what we do, magic is for everything. And when we realize that magic is for everything, then we will begin to experience how much magic is for everything, how much magic is the reality of our life. Now, what do we mean by the word magic? Magic is a word that says something to us in a very special way, in a very special, wonderful way. Magic says to us it is different than the standard way of doing things. It's different than the ordinary way of doing things that we have done them every day of our life. Magic is when an extra thought is put on anything that we're doing, and that extra thought is, I know I can do it. I know it's wonderful. I know life is super, just great, just fabulous, just marvelous, beyond all imagination. I know that life is that way. Now, most of the time we mundanely think that life is just the way it is. Mundanely we think that the world is going on in the way that the world is going on, and there's nothing special or nothing wonderful or nothing ideal about it. And because of our ordinariness in the way that we think about things, we have a very ordinary life. We have a very ordinary world of experiences. Now, we can go to movies and we can see how they play the movie magic and how they make things happen in the movies. And it sounds kind of exciting. It sounds kind of rewarding. It's kind of wonderful. And we look at it and we say, oh my goodness, bedposts and bed knobs, whatever the name of it is. And the things that they do are just outstanding, outrageous, exciting. And we watch it and we just delight in the magic of it. We delight in the magic of Mary Poppins. We delight in the magic of all these various characters that do wonderful things. Now, is that so strange? Not really, because our credulity allows us to accept that that is possible. We watch the magic of the movies. We watch the magic that other people do around us. We watch the magic of hypnotism. We watch the magic of all these other things that go on in the world. And we think, wow, isn't that exciting? Isn't that wonderful? That is really an amazing feat, so different than what I'm used to doing. Well, and now that's the point. It's so different from what we're used to doing. We are used to saying, it won't work, it can't work, it doesn't work that way. We are used to saying that these things can never happen to us. We are used to saying, other people get all the money in the world. Other people are healthy. Other people are happy. Other people, oh my, do we like to say that. And then we say, other people are at fault for all of the things in our life and all of the goodness and the badness and everything else. It's not us. It's not our thought. No, no, no. It's not the magic that goes on inside of us. But it is really. It is really the magic. And we have taken our privilege of knowing and living and enjoying that magic and turning it over to somebody else. We look at other people who are very wealthy and we say, my goodness, how did they get to be so wealthy? How did they get to be so fantastic? And then we know how they did it in certain ways, and we know that they have been doing these things in their work and their employment and their activities, and how wonderful. Wow. Gee, isn't that something? Look at that CEO. And one man was said to have earned $387 million for something or other, and then he denied it. He said, no, I didn't. Well, now, why did he deny it? Well, he denied it because the figure could have been $389 million, or might have been $300 million, or something else like that. Now, he denied it because he did not want people thinking that he is something special. He is something special. He got a lot of money. And he got a lot of money for doing whatever he's doing. And he's a magic man. And we all are magic people. We all are able to put a cause in motion for ourselves that we live in Magicville, that we live in the abundance of the universe, that we live in the goodness of all that there is. We can do that. Now, many people do. And many people don't. Now, why is it that people don't when they could? Why is it that people all over the world are not experiencing the infinite magic of abundance right now? Why is it all the people of the world are not expressing the infinite, perfect, magical health right now? Why is it all people of the world are not expressing perfect relationships right now between themselves and the rest of the world and each other in every possible way? Well, when you make magic as your code of living, then you will find that all those things happen to you too. There's a silly little phrase, silly, it's delightful, it's a charming little phrase, and the phrase says, count your blessings. Now, in truth, in honesty, how many of you and me, how many of us count our blessings every single day and we praise them and give thanks for them? Yeah. How many of us do that? Not too many. How many of us say thank you for the wonderful day? Say thank you for our beautiful body. Say thank you for the miracles that are taking place in our body, that the cells are dividing and growing and we're living long and healthy lives. How many of you say thank you? Well, who do you say thank you? You just say thank you. Thank you to the infinite presence within you, to the allness within you, to the isness that is within you. Magic is saying thank you. Oh, yes, indeed it is. Magic is saying, I like me. Magic is saying, this is a wonderful world. Magic is saying, this is so fantastic. All the people in my world are glorious and good and beautiful. And did you ever say thank you for your money? You have some money. You're buying your groceries. You have some money. You're paying the rent. You're paying the monthly payments on your property. Or you're paying your taxes or whatever you're doing. But you have the money. Now, where did that money come from? That money is magic. That money came out of the magic in you, the magic in me, and that is our inner reservoir of all that's good. We teach our children, say thank you when someone does something nice for them. And we teach everyone in our world, as best we can, to appreciate all the goodness that life is. We give a glorious gift to a friend. And the gift may be a shawl. It may be some lovely new jacket. It may be some money. It may be anything at all. And we expect them to say thank you. Now, when they don't say thank you, we are a little disinclined to give future gifts. Because thank you is that magic word that we teach to our children and we teach to ourselves all of our lives, because it is there. Now, when you get up in the morning, you say, thank you. Oh, I love this morning. It's such a wonderful morning. Oh. I'm just bubbling over with joy and happiness and harmony. Who does that? My goodness sakes, oh, what a silly way to be. That's what we think, isn't it? That's what we think. It's a silly way to be. But Did you ever look at a little baby when he wakes up from a wonderful sleep? He stretches and he reaches for his toys and he reaches for his toes and he's happy as can be. Now, he is saying thank you inside of himself, but he doesn't know he's saying thank you. That is inborn in him to say thank you, to delight in the world. And what is it that says thank you that a baby is saying thank you? His smile. When you look at the smile on the face of a baby, you know that baby is saying thank you. Oh, I'm so happy. I love this world I'm in. I love my mommy. I love my daddy. I love my... Oh, my goodness, yes. Mm-hmm. Do you know that word, that magic word that we teach to our children? How long has it been since you said thank you? Thank you to the infinite cosmic reality, to the infinite somethingness, the allness, the creative cause that is in you and me that brings us forth out of all that is. How many of us say that magic, wonderful word, thank you? Magic is my code to me. It's the code of life that I use. And every time I turn around, I say thank you. When I see people having a problem, I say thank you. Thank you for the privilege of looking at you and seeing beyond the problem and seeing all the wonderful things your life is enjoying. Oh, yes, 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 yes. It's up to me to do that. I'm the creator. I created them lovely. I created them having a problem, and I created them not having a problem. I can do that. That's the magic in me. That's the magic in you. Magic is my code to me. It's the way I think and act and live. I keep referring to my wonderful golden retriever, Rex. He is just such a joy. And we go for walks, as I say. And as we go for the walks, he is walking on his leash for a while. And we walk on the leash so he doesn't return back home to the to the monks at the monastery. He loves them, and he just enjoys their company. And he likes our walk, but he loves them too. So he'll walk between my legs from behind. And I'll reach down, and I'll scruffle his neck, and I'll lift up his head. And he just leaves it that way. Oh, love me some more, Dad. Just keep loving. Oh, Dad, I love this. I love it. And that's his magic. That's his magic. And then as I release him from his leash, and he walks away. Then he comes back through between my legs again from the back. He wants more hugging. And I reach down, and I just surround him with my arms and love him and scrub his chest and his tummy with my hands, saying, oh, what a wonderful dog you are. And he just loves that. He wants to come again and again and again and again and again. No matter where we are, we're walking along the path, and he's coming out of the bushes. He's just had an exciting adventure. He's chased after something, that a scent or whatever, and then he comes back and through my legs again, and he wants another hug. Now, is that naughty or mean in any way? Heavenly days, no. He wants love. Now, a dog, sort of without any fare-to-well, he seeks love. Little babies, little children, they want to climb in their mommy's lap for a snuggle. When they're hurt, they want to climb in their mother's lap. They want their mother to say, there, it's all okay now. They want that reassurance, that love. They want that caring, that miracle. And indeed, it is a miracle. I remember so many times that children would be out playing and they would hurt themselves. And then they'd run home. They wouldn't cry. They'd run home. And then as they got within hearing distance of their mother, they would start crying and crying and crying because they had hurt themselves 10 minutes before. And they finally got home. And so they cried. And their mommy looks at the scratched knee and says, there. And gives them a big hug and a big love. And that's all they need. And then they stop crying. Now, the crying was merely a show, saying, come, love me, love me. It didn't say, I'm hurt. It didn't say, I've got a problem. It didn't say, life is bad. It just says, I want some loving. I want some caring. I want some magic from my mommy. And the magic from my mommy, I don't know that it's magic. I just know that I want it. I just know that I like it. I just know that it's real important for me. It's real important for me to have that loving. Oh, yes. And when I get that loving, oh, do I feel wonderful. Do I feel fantastic. Do I feel like I have just stepped into the greatest magic in all the world. This is what life is all about. This is what love is all about. This is what everything that matters is all about. Magic of being me. Magic is my code to me. It's the way I look at life. It's the way I look at everything. You too can have magic be your code if you wish. Today, begin taking credit for what you do. You have created a beautiful day. Whether the day is rainy or sunny or snowy or funny in any way, you created it because you thought it into being. You did that. Now, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Are you going to take credit for it? And are you going to realize you put the magic in place for that? Are you going to be the mommy who says, oh, somebody wants my magic. Somebody wants my magic. They're coming for a hug, coming for a snuggle, coming for caring. And then the child jumps into its parent's arms and the mother says, oh, you're so wonderful. I love you. Oh, how stupid. No, it's not stupid at all. It's what the world is all about. Like Rex coming between my legs, wanting to be hugged. And he almost knocks me down. He almost trips me. He almost gets me sideways, and I almost fall down. And I say, Rex, you silly mutt. And I snuggle him and hug him, because I don't think that he's a bad silly mutt. I think he's a wonderful silly mutt. And I love him, I love him, I love him. And he makes me feel even better, because he comes and wants to be hugged by me. He comes and wants to be loved by me. And I am so honored. I am so thrilled, because my own comes to me and wants to be loved. Oh, yes, if we've had friends or neighbors or children or parents, and we all have one or the other, and when they come to us and they have a sorrowful face and we tell them how wonderful they are, we are working our magic on them. And our magic is bringing results for them that are utterly fantastic. Magic is my code to me. Is magic your code to you? Rex doesn't know magic, but he sure spells magic all the time. He is always doing his magic on making me happy. And as I look at my staff here at the Absolute Monastery, University of Healing, I look at Ellen, and she is always doing something magical. By saying something nice to me or saying something nice to our group and telling us how wonderful we are. And we all just sort of have to snuggle into the magic she does. And Ingeborg, when she turns on her smile and she says, see, making us all feel that she can do anything. And she is on top of everything. And she is a master of all life, a master of magic. But the real master of magic that we are running into every day is Sylvia. Oh, Sylvia. She writes articles about the healing ministry, and all of them create a weave of magic that we read and listen to, and we think, oh my, that's true. That's very true, exactly what she said, exactly how she said it. She put her heart in there, she put her soul in there, and it's all these other people that she creates in her world doing these things to express or to let her express the magic that she is in every wonderful way. Yes, we are magic, and we should take credit for it by counting our blessings every day, by counting our magic in every way, by being magic all the time. Have a wonderful, magical day today, and get out there and sparkle in every wonderful, beautiful way, and know that I'm there watching you and receiving my share and giving tons back to you and everyone in our world. I love you. I love you. I love you.